America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. It's great having you all here today, and it's great to be alive in this world that God has given us. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the Word of God says. And again, that it's great having, I guess, 2 days before Thanksgiving. You know, it's a day that we give thanks to the Lord for all he's done. Of course, the leftists, I've heard that they, and that I've seen some articles, they want to call it a day of mourning. Have you heard that?
I did not hear that. No.
Oh, it's crazy. That's what MSNBC and half the legacy networks, they want to actually deride the day of Thanksgiving. That, you know, it's pathetic is what it is. And so if you're a Democrat, that's your media. That's your media. They want to call it a day of mourning. They want to say that the pilgrims were white supremacists and they stole everything, and it's a day of mourning, not just for the indigenous Americans, the Native American Indians, but for everybody. It's just a day of mourning. That's what they're teaching at our schools. That's what they're teaching. That's why our kids are so messed up. That's why the population is being divided against each other. Thanksgiving. Could you ever believe that? But anyhow, that's where we're at now, Colleen.
Well, I just came from a wonderful program. My daughter, people know, attends a private school in the area, and they just had a wonderful Thanksgiving program. So the opposite is true of what you just said, you know, in that case, you know, where they were celebrating Thanksgiving, and it was just a, you know, wonderful thing to hear the verses and just the, you know, the celebration and the history, the historical side of things. So, you know, they're...
That's because they're Christians, that they believe in giving thanks to God for... this country. They believe in giving thanks to God for their lives, for the prosperity, a nation unrivaled in the history of mankind, the most prosperous, the most, the nation that people flock to for liberty and freedom, that they want to call it a day of mourning. It's just pathetic. It's communist rhetoric at its best, and it comes straight from. And listen, if you say, well, listen, I'm a Democrat, I don't believe that, well, get out of the party. And get out of the party. That's what you guys believe. You know, that's what the people are promoting to the kids. So get out of the party. Leave the party. They're Marxist. Anyhow, that's what we're not going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about the people that the regime has put into power, that if you haven't left the party yet, then you should. We're going to be talking a little bit about the FBI and the new world that we're living in. So if you're a journalist or a mom, beware, because the FBI, if you're an activist mom that likes conservative values being taught to your child, well, you're going to be labeled a domestic terrorist according to the current regime. And we'll talk to you a little bit about some real life stories that are happening in this country right now. This is not make-believe. This is not hyperbolic. The FBI has been weaponized against you and your family and your free or once free press. Again, this is Steve Taylor, and this is Faith and Freedom Network. We are here to give you the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth about the state of the nation and the freedom that we have in Jesus and that we should have as a nation and that we can reclaim as the Lord gives us power to do so. That we are sponsored by the Alliance Legal Group. I'm the president of the Alliance Legal Group. I'm the lead litigator, chief executive officer. We have four offices around Hampton Roads. We have our office here in Chesapeake, in this morning, chilly but sunny Great Bridge, and then in Portsmouth, across from Maryview Hospital. If you live in Portsmouth, it's directly across from where the hot dog shop used to be, on Rodman and near High Street, Western Branch. We have an office in Newtown Road, between the Wendy's and the McDonald's on Newtown Road, a little office building right there. We have Goss and Fentress downstairs. We're upstairs that we'd love to have you stop by there. Or we have our office in downtown Suffolk on Main Street, across the street from the old Birdsong Rec Center, if you know that area. Of course, that's where the old high school used to be, and now it's the Arts and Rec Center. And so they got a great restaurant in there. I forgot the name of it. What's the name of that? Oh boy, it's a good. It's something about the. It's not the turtle. It's the plaid turtle. I guess it is. I think that's what it is.
Turnip.
Turnip. That's what it is. I mean, it's good food. Great place. That if you'd like to spend some quality time with your friends or family, that I'll give them a shout out. And so we got these four offices. We do a lot of bankruptcies. We do a whole lot of help to people that are in financial distress. We'd love to help you out. We'd love to give you a free consultation to be able to discuss how to get your financial house in order. You know, that after the pandemic that the current regime has been continuing to foist upon us, that the a lot of people's finances aren't in the shape that they should be, and we'd like to get them back in order. And so we use the United States Federal Bankruptcy Court and the fine court system that we have, the fine judges, the fine trustees. We have a wonderful attorney bar in the Hampton Roads area, of which I'm so thankful to be part of, that will be glad to just assist you in analyzing your case to see what can be done as far as discharging. Means getting rid of, means taking them away, just saying bye-bye to those bills that are just giving you a hard time, and reorganizing your debts possibly in a Chapter 13 so that you're not behind on your car payments and your house payments, and just taking care of your debts so you don't get garnished and have judgments against you. You know, that this is a great land, and we've talked about it before. We've had programs in the past about how that financial freedom through a biblical solution called bankruptcy is possible. And we should be very thankful that this country has adopted a Judeo-Christian a form of debt relief. Again, back in Deuteronomy, the Old Testament, you know, folks back in those days, those Hebrews, they didn't have to go to a judge or a bankruptcy attorney, that just every 7 years the debts were discharged. And that probably saved a lot of people a little bit of money as far as going to the bankruptcy attorney, but we don't have that good a deal anymore, but we still have a pretty good deal. And that is, you know, that we'll really work with you as far as payment plans and everything else to help you reorganize your debt. That's what we do for a living. We do a lot of other things too, as far as just a general practice of law, but that you can go to our webpage at www.debtfree, it's debtfreevea.com. And there's a little chat box assistant person there that will, a real live person will help you set an appointment, and they'll try to get you directly to me if you want to talk to me about either debt relief or about something on this program, whatever it is that interests you. And again, if you just want to set up an appointment to meet with one of our attorneys, myself or another one of our attorneys, that please do so. And again, it's absolutely free, no charge ever. We'd just like to talk to you and give you some free information so you can assess where you're at in this financial situation that you may be in, or just talk to you generally. Of course, if I'm busy, they'll leave me a message and I'll get back with you as soon as I can. So with all that being said, we have Thanksgiving. Of course, you and I haven't really discussed Thanksgiving, Colleen. I saw that message. I guess we're not going to be doing Thanksgiving this Thursday, but be back with you next Tuesday.
Right.
I'm not sure. What are you guys going to do on Thursday, Colleen, on this 12:30 to 1 o'clock airtime?
Well, I was going to ask you and find that out, you know, what we needed to do to fill up the time in that particular time slot. But that's, you know, conversation we can have.
Not here or there. I guess it won't be me, though. It won't be me.
No, we'll put something else on there.
I'll be eating some turkey someplace.
I understand. So. No, that's what a lot of people want to do. So that's what we were trying to prepare. So letting our listeners know, you know, we take time off too. And so we'll put some programming in there to make sure that it's still covered.
But come back here, because they'll have something good on 12:30 time frame. But let's jump into our program today. You know, the thought that I had was that, you know, this is a time for Thanksgiving. But there is an assault going on in this country that is just phenomenal, and that a lot of people don't realize what's going on. So, you know, this kind of comes about, you know, that we have an administration, a regime that's hostile to about half its citizens. You know, that right now that there was a leaked email from a whistleblower at the Department of Justice confirmed that the FBI has been weaponized against Americans, now going after parents who question school board actions and their radical curriculums. They're calling them domestic terrorists. Have you heard about this, Colleen?
Yes, I have. Somebody even joked with me. I said something about having a meeting at school or something, and they said, "Well, watch out. You know, be careful that you don't get, you know, arrested or the FBI looking at you."
It's true. That sounds hyperbolic, but it's true. You know, this, and what we're going to discuss today is, you know, it's very reminiscent of when the Obama administration, you know, weaponized the IRS. You know, using I think her name was Lois Lerner, to go after the conservative nonprofit groups, you know, Christian groups. And so, you know, leftists find this type of unconstitutional overreach irresistible because they are at heart big government totalitarians who, once they get their hands on the levers of power, they use the government as a weapon against those that they deem their political enemies. In this case, you know, approximately half the United States, half the American population, that's who they're against. Power is everything. Progressive, whatever you want to call them, leftist, Marxist, the issue at hand is never the real issue. They always use, you know, what do they say, a crisis as an opportunity to get to their end goal of gaining more and more power. So let me give you a little bit of context to what we're talking about here today. And so that the, you know, and this is, listen, it's not just today. I mean, you can look back at whether you believe the elections were stolen, and they were, and whether you believe that there was no reason for the FBI or the Department of Justice to do anything about it, and there was, let me just tell you what happened. There's two specific instances. One is there was a raid of a home by a school mom, you know, a homeschool mom, and the other was Project Veritas. They had their offices raided because the FBI was weaponized to go get Joe Biden's, his daughter's diary, because it said a lot of bad stuff about Joe Biden. So let's talk about the mom at home. I believe it was Colorado, and so let me see if I can get her name here. I'll get you her name in a second, but she's at home with her three children on Tuesday morning. This is just last Tuesday, and she heard someone pounding on her front door. She said the officers busted in with a battering ram, took a battering ram, splintered the door. You know, she's got her, like, listen to the video. She's got her, you know, she's just getting ready for the day of school momming, conservative Christian sort of environment. She's not a terrorist. And this battering ram comes busting down her door, pulls her daughter, the 18-year-old, she's a woman, actually, I mean, but by upstairs by her hoodie, with another officer putting her in handcuffs and tossing her outside, and they searched the entire house. And the only thing she's been guilty of is that she's a conservative woman, a mom, that has been helping flipping these school boards in Colorado. She says she comes from a conservative neighborhood, a conservative area, and they're surprised at how all these school boards are being flipped blue, and they don't understand. They're thinking election integrity might be an issue. So she's very active with politicians and others that are looking into this, and that she's going about and getting a grassroots support as far as speaking her mind in accordance with her First Amendment rights. But, of course, that's never good with the FBI and the Biden regime, because somebody sent an FBI SWAT team and raided the home of this young lady on Tuesday the 16th, knocking down her door. It's just incredible. It blows my mind. And they wouldn't even tell her what was the issue. They wouldn't even tell her why they were doing it. Apparently had to do with, they said, a computer that had that she had destroyed or something like that. And she has no idea what they're talking about. So did you hear about this story?
No, I hadn't. So I'm going to have to look that up now and see. Oh,
her name is Sharona Bishop. Sharona, S-H-E-R-R-O-N-N-A Bishop, in Colorado. And this is the first that I know of known case of the federal government making good on his promise to not only intimidate. That's what she said. This has nothing to do with crime, but actually, you know, it's not only, it has nothing to do with crime. It has to do with intimidation.
Did they arrest her on any charges or anything like that? Or
yeah, they arrested her on the, well, I don't know if they found any evidence, but they were there to find a computer, I guess.
Oh, okay. Maybe they, yeah, they thought she took some kind of property or something like that.
Or something, yeah. That, you know, she interfered. You know, that she's an activist, and she's with I say an activist. She's for election integrity, and so that
she's a concerned citizen is what she is.
What's that?
She's a concerned citizen.
Absolutely, and she's homeschooling, and you know, see, on October 4th, Garrett, you know, this guy that was going to be the Supreme Court justice, you know, that they were trying to get, Obama was trying to get, and Merrick Garland, that he directed the federal, state, and local law enforcement to look for parents to prosecute nationwide who have made, been quote unquote, threats and made harassing phone calls to school board members. And that what would happen, and there's a school in Scottsdale that they're subpoenaing the records, that they put threat tags by anybody that's called in and that they investigate. They put a threat tag. I mean, this is a serious thing. You're called a domestic terrorist. If you go up to a school board and say, I don't want my child being masked or vaccinated or being taught critical race theory. That becomes, you do that, that's a threatening phone call potentially. And then you're then deemed a domestic terrorist according to, you know, this October 4th memorandum of our attorney general. I mean, it's crazy is what's going on, but this is real life proof that it's happening. And so, you know, it's just amazing. How would you feel if you're homeschooling and the FBI comes with a battering ram? She's not doing anything wrong. I mean, they can knock on the door. Why would you need a battering ram to, it's not because they wanted to arrest her or even find evidence. They wanted to intimidate her, tell her to stop doing what she's doing.
Yeah, and keep other people, like, make her an example and have other people not be able to stand up for what they believe in either.
Yeah, you know, she says in this interview, she says, this is still the United States of America where we are able to state what we think and what we believe. You know, that she says there was some pounding on the door, didn't really know what to think. And I thought at first it might be the neighbor kids, and then they were pounding profusely. Then it hit me, this is the FBI. She said, I took my kids to the bedroom. They used a battering ram to bash down my door. They cuffed me and proceeded to go through my whole house. And they wouldn't even tell her, she says, why they were searching. You know, it was just incredible. And they did this intentional damage. This is what the charge is. She said that it was suspected of causing intentional damage to a protected computer, wire fraud, and conspiracy to cause damage to a protected computer. So somehow they're saying that she damaged some sort of computer or something like this. They couldn't explain it. They didn't know why that she was charged with, or at least they didn't tell her about this. But this is just absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, she said all this has happened since she's gotten involved in school board races. She says she loves her state. She's a fourth generation Coloradan, and that she's been a very vocal advocate of this one candidate that's into election integrity. And so that's what's going on, is that the, you know, she's five school boards this year, and she was able to get one of the leftists to resign. And she also flipped the school board during the election. And, you know, so she was saying that people like her are considered domestic terrorists because of, you know, Garland Merrick's memo. And, of course, Garland Merrick said, oh, yeah, we're not really doing that. But this is proof that they are. So can you give folks the phone number? So you go ahead and give it to them. I like the way you give it to them better. The phone number to call in. Are you still there? I think we've lost Colleen. So let me give you the phone number, 488-5299. That's 757-488-5299. We lost you there for a minute.
Sorry, Colleen. I was answering the phone. We have Tony on the line.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get Tony on the line. We'll jump into the to the Project Veritas issue in just one second, but that's the basic issue about the mom in Colorado coming to your neighborhood soon. Tony, are you there?
I'm here, sir. How are you?
Good. So how is it in sunny Prescott, Virginia, Prescott, Arizona?
It's nice. It's getting cold. It's getting cold.
Good. I hear we might be having you come to the purple state of Virginia soon.
We're working on it. Yes, I am. I'm trying to get out there as fast as I can. I want to do this bike before it's too late to see places.
Well, we got less than 10 minutes now. Tell us, Tony, about what you think about the FBI and what's happening to America today.
Well, I think what people have to realize is if you do the research, they were on a fishing mission. She was a homeschool mom who homeschooled her kids on a homeschool supply computer. What they were hoping to find, I believe, was evidence on the homeschool computer that what she was doing was inappropriate, so they could try and charge her some way that way.
Yeah, she runs a website called America's Mom, and what she says that they were trying to find is something to do with election fraud. She was trying they were trying to find something because she's uncovering a lot of their tactics. And so that the she says that she's a person that tenaciously defends core values of God-fearing patriots who do not want to lose the freedoms and rights of all citizens in the greatest nation of the world. And so in doing that, she's looking at election integrity. That really bothers the leftist.
Well, yeah, and see, I homeschooled my kids before, my daughter, for 2 years. And when you sign up for homeschooling, you sign an agreement that computer is part of the governmental property of the school district that you're homeschooling from, and you won't use it for private purposes. You actually sign an agreement. So I think they're hoping to find something where they could prosecute her on voter fraud, a black link to the computer for governmental supply computer, and that would be some kind of a bigger crime, I believe.
Well, we don't know because obviously that they're this is again just like the Obama IRS Lois Lerner sort of weaponization. They didn't do any. Listen, they didn't when they should have done something about the elections. They didn't do anything. They said, "Oh, there's nothing to see here." Let me tell you another situation just happened the other day. Weaponizing the FBI against journalists and everyday Americans. You probably heard of Project Veritas, Tony. I'm sure you've heard this whole story. James O'Keefe, one of the awesome investigative journal that keeps on finding this stuff the leftists are doing, has been the latest target of the government overreach in situations jeopardizing First Amendment rights, not just of journalists, but of all Americans who factually want. I mean, you can be on Facebook, you can be on wherever, just telling the truth, and that's exercising your First Amendment rights, and the FBI doesn't like that. So Project Veritas, they've conducted many undercover investigations, which exposed the inner workings of many very bad players, let's just call it that, everything from local school districts to CNN to Pfizer to the Planned Parenthood. Has been a hindrance, not to just those organizations, also to the biased liberal media, which has a hard time, he puts this stuff out there, and it's hard to, you see these people saying these things that are, go right against their narrative. They don't like that. The other day O'Keefe, I guess it was his apartment. I think it was, the place where he keeps, as a journalist, his home, I think it was his home that showed up at the journalist's home at O'Keefe's house, early Saturday morning. This is just this week, to investigate his involvement in the reported theft of Ashley Biden's missing diary, the daughter of Joe Biden. They also raided two former Project Veritas associates' homes just days before. And so, there's a lot of stuff, a lot of pretty, raunchy stuff, I take it, Joe Biden taking inappropriate showers with his daughter and stuff like that. And they don't want this stuff to come out. And so, FBI, back pocket of Joe Biden is sent out to go get that reporter to intimidate him, stop him to do that. And, he bought the rights to publish the materials from tipsters who originally obtained the diary. This is his stuff. And so they decided not to run the story, but instead they turned the material over to local law enforcement. Well, good luck on that, because you're never going to see that stuff again. Yet The FBI, for some reason, was still instructed to send him a message. He's an emerging threat. And so that's what they did that for.
Yeah, how dare you? And he's protected by the First Amendment. He's also protected by, there's a ruling where if you are publishing stolen information, but you didn't steal it, they still can't prosecute you. So he's immune.
Well, you know, the bottom line is that leftists, communists, they all want to control the media in order to control the minds of the public. And this regime is directing their own federal agencies, just like Obama did, to take action against any sort of media, whether it be private investigational, I say private, you know, like O'Keefe's Veritas. But if they're not following suit, you know, they need to get rid of them. We see this happen against the Epoch Times in China all the time. Their offices are always being, you know, destroyed and bombed and, you know, broken into. And so journalists aren't the only, but, you know, journalists and moms are not the only threat. Half the population, half the conservative population, people that don't want to lose our Constitution and the freedom that it gives to us, are also in the crosshairs.
Mm-hmm, exactly. People have to realize this is not something you can talk about might happen someday. This is actually happening today right in front of your eyes.
Yeah, and you might not have believed that this was going on during the election, you know, when no FBI people did anything. Listen, we have a compromised federal government. You know, you've heard the deep swamp, the deep state, the deep swamp, whatever you want to call it. They've got folks in there that have been planted, and that even when you change the presidency, like in the Trump administration, they're still there and they're still working against. That's how that whole Russiagate thing happened. You had people like just like all those guys. I can't even go through all their names, Comey and et cetera, that were activated to bring down a conservative administration. Tony, we only got a couple more minutes. Tell us your thoughts before we let you go this Thanksgiving, 2 days before Thanksgiving Day.
Well, give thanks to the Lord for your Thanksgiving, and be prepared, people, to stand your ground against this crazy takeover, because it's coming.
They are not a joke. It's not a drill. It's not a drill. I mean, we're here. Moms are having their houses battered in, and if you just look her up, go Colorado Mom Activist FBI, and you'll see a dozen. This is really what's going on. Take a look at Project Veritas, FBI raiding apartment. Take a look at the Congress, going after Bannon with what is it called? Contempt of Congress. First time in 30 years or 40 years that they've ever even used this, despite the fact that this is just a garden variety sort of claims that they're making as far as Steve Bannon, somebody that was in Trump's administration, that doesn't want to comply with their outrageous request. So, you know, the bottom line is that this country has changed for the worse, that we have an effective coup d'etat that happened January, November of 2019 that took place January 20th, I believe it was, and that we're in a different world. You need to stand up. You need to really assert your rights as American Christians. You need to stand up for those that are asserting their rights. And if you're in a party that supports these very bad actors doing very bad things, then you need to get out of that party. You need to change your affiliation and become a freedom-loving American that does not put up with this kind of malarkey. Tony, we're going to have to let you go. God bless you. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Have a great day, Steve. God bless.
And Colleen, I want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving as well.
Well, you too. You too, Steve. And we wish all of our listeners a happy Thanksgiving.
We sure do. And God bless each one of you. And again, we look forward to hearing from you at the Alliance Legal Group at our www.debtfreeva.com website, and seeing you next Tuesday after a great Thanksgiving weekend. God bless you and have a great day.
have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.